Are UFOs at war with each other? Those of you who are familiar with my website may have read enough of my articles to know I believe there is a war going on between different segments of UFOs, and this war has existed for many hundreds of years. Rather recently, near the infamous Area 51, a short video was taken and it showed two UFOs in the sky which seemed to have spotted each other and both headed toward each other at high speed, and when they got to a certain distance, they began firing what looked like pulses of light at each other. I know they are UFOs and there is a good chance they are alien, and if they are, we could look at an event and say it was one thing when it was something else completely different, but there is no denying it certainly looked like both UFOs were attacking each other. The event took place in 2018. There are all different theories about what has happened on this day and possibly on other days where attacks took place. The first theory is we are being protected by at least one alien race from one or more others. We have no way of knowing this, and it could even be quite the opposite. Maybe there is an alien race which wants this planet for itself. Some have even assigned who the bad guys are and say they are the Greys. If this is true, it might mean the so-called Nordics are the ones protecting us. They are the ones which look like us and are tall and all have blonde hair. There have also been statements by former military members who claim they have bases on this planet, and some humans have been allowed to also operate there. One famous story has to do with a meteorologist who was on one of these bases. He would launch balloons to test the winds every day. He said when he did this, the alien children would follow him around, but the adults didn't speak to him. Another theory states we may be testing out our new decoy devices, which are now said to be able to replicate 3D images in the sky which look genuine and even give off heat signatures. Perhaps a test was coming from Area 51 to see if it would fool anybody. The new technology is said to be almost foolproof, or as foolproof as any technology can be. It is also said that is what is really happening in the released UFO videos by the Defense Department. They are not showing us alien UFOs, but they are showing us decoys made with new American technology. It goes on to say they tried it near an aircraft carrier to see if they could fool the pilots, and if indeed this was decoy technology, it certainly fooled everybody. Some have said we are being fooled by a reflection in the sky. It is hard for me to believe two reflections would fire bursts at each other from some sort of an energy weapon, maneuver through the sky and fight. This theory sounds to me like one that was launched from an official UFO denial site. Everybody knows there have been plenty of these denials throughout recent history, and many of them are transparent attempts to give us false information so we don't know what is going on. One gets very tired of this thing after a while, but it probably will never stop as long as the government has secrets. In 2011, it is said a video was taken which showed many UFOs engaging each other in a battle. Supposedly the witness has seen more than one battle, which I find extremely unusual, but I guess if UFOs are fighting over the same airspace more than once, it is a possibility. The witness said he has seen many of these battles using night vision. This is something many UFO investigators are swearing by, especially when it is combined with a telescope. He says he hopes more people will get night vision binoculars so they can see some of these battles for themselves, and as I have said for many years, this may be the reason why there are so many advanced UFOs crashing on the planet. The reason being they are shot down. If they truly are aliens duking it out, then much of what we have heard about being peaceful races may not be true. This would mean aliens have their own problems, and who knows how long they have been at war. To illustrate what I am talking about, I like to remind my readers about the 1561 wood carving depicting a space battle over Nuremberg. This would mean aliens have been fighting it out over the Earth for over 550 years we know about. Another historic battle took place 115 years later in 1665. Fishermen who were anchored near Barft, which was part of Sweden at the time, claimed they saw UFOs doing battle. It was said at one point the UFO, which looked like a flat plate, parked itself in the sky for quite a while, and people who were under it became sick. The question of whether UFOs are a threat to national security has been answered many times by saying they are not. I don't understand how this could ever be true when we have many reports of them closing down airports, shutting down nuclear weapons and even harassing aircraft. There is no doubt in my mind they would be a tremendous national security risk. I think the problem is the government doesn't want us to know how helpless it is against them. They seem to be able to go anywhere they want and are basically impervious to any weapon we have. We have about as much of a chance of stopping a UFO as an ant is from stopping a foot which is going to step on it. Some investigators say there couldn't possibly be a space war because when they examined crashed UFOs there is no indication of damage on many of them. We have to remember if UFOs exist, they could be thousands of years or more ahead of us in technology. It may not be necessary to penetrate a UFO to shoot it down. Perhaps interfering with its electrical field might be enough to crash it, and if this happens, we would find no evidence of war. One UFO which crashed was described by whistleblowers as having a tiny hole below a portal. It turned out the aliens inside were all dead because their atmosphere, which was completely different than ours, either leaked out or ours went in. I haven't heard any more about other crashed craft being penetrated, but I certainly don't know everything. Yes, I still believe more than ever there are different UFOs at war with each other and they are fighting over the Earth.